I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is February 1st, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today from the website, Dare to Share, two lists by Greg Steyer. The first list is 10 Things I Love. The second, 10 Things I Hate. Let's start with the love. Greg's list begins with number one, God. See, Greg, right off the bat, you have your priorities completely screwed up. Imaginary friends don't even belong on the list, much less at the top of it. Number two, my wife and kids. Greg, this should have been number one. In fact, for those of us who understand reality, it is. You exist in the same reality as the rest of us, but religious delusion hides most of it from you. This leads to the unfortunate situation of reducing your loved ones to a lower position than that occupied by your imaginary friend. Not a very impressive feat, Greg, for an adult. Number three, Marco's Pizza, Village Inn Vanilla Shakes, and anything at Famous Dave's Barbecue. Greg, I see that you do accidentally drift into reality on occasion. If you spent more time there, this list might actually be useful. Number four, training teenagers to share their faith and live the cause. Greg, I don't think that being an enabling agent for a malignant cancer is something you should be bragging about. 5. Living in Colorado. Greg, most of us feel the same way about our homes. However, as a former snow skier, I must admit to some degree of envy. However, with the recent passage of legalized cannabis and same-sex civil unions, you must feel like your world is crashing down around you. Due to these recent events, have you been making plans to move your family? I have a couple of suggestions for you. Topeka, Kansas is home to the Westboro Baptist Church. They strictly adhere to the Word of God, and they are desperately in need of new members. I would suggest Salem, Massachusetts, where they used to murder women for witchcraft. But unfortunately for biblical literalists, they no longer follow your God's instructions. Hey, I know, you can find loads of people like yourself in the Middle East, and the weather there is nice and warm. The only problem might be that you will have to switch ghosts. But that shouldn't be such a big deal because their God has a heaven and hell also. And I hear that he offers a lot more women when you die. Number six, watching a great movie. Greg watched Soul Surfer yesterday and loved it. Greg, I preferred Religulous, starring that wacky atheist Bill Maher. If you want, I can even send you a copy. Number seven, the awesome staff God has blessed me to work with at Dare to Share. Greg, assuming you picked them, why do you credit God? It's because you wouldn't dare take credit for anything with an invisible, bad-tempered ghost sitting right behind you, listening to every word you say and think. What a great way to live. Think about it, Greg. Did you choose them based on the abilities they had and personalities you liked? Or did they all just show up on your doorstep one day, gift-wrapped by God in cellophane and pink ribbons? Number 8. The UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Greg said, I could try to spiritualize this by saying I love the Old Testament, therefore I love Ultimate Fighting, but I won't. Greg, no surprise here. Violence and Christianity are synonymous. The fact that you admit to loving the Old Testament, while scary, is not a surprise at this point. In fact, I would have been more surprised if you weren't an Old Testament fan. Crusades, inquisitions, witch burnings, executions, and slavery are just some of the examples of the horrid Christian history that current Christians are doing everything in their power to try to whitewash with lies and absurd rationalizations. Number 9. Equipping youth leaders to lead their youth with a deep and wide philosophy of youth ministry. Greg, how is this one different from number 4? Oh, I see. Assuming that youth leaders are older than teenagers, number 4 referred to the flock, while this one refers to the shepherds. Right? Number 10. Everything about Maui. Greg, why do you figure God ignored them for millennia before sending them missionaries? Did one of them steal fruit from his favorite tree? Why are they never mentioned in the Bible? For that matter, why is no one outside of the Middle East ever mentioned anywhere in the Bible? And now we move to Greg Steyer's list of 10 things I hate. Number 1, fleece. He said, "Don't ask me why, but it hurts my teeth." Seriously. Greg, never been a big fan of sheep myself, though I am surprised that they would bother you. And what are you doing chewing it? Number 2, Brussels sprouts. Greg, finally some common ground. I can already feel the bonding beginning to happen. Maybe I was a little harsh earlier. 3, the same sins I struggle with again and again and again. Greg, like all Christians, you pay lip service to the Bible one day a week and then go out and do anything you want again and again and again, just like everybody else. Greg, see Merriam-Webster. Hypocrite. Number 4, clowns, spiders. It's a tie. Greg, I get the spiders, but if clowns bother you, you might want to see a shrink. Clowns are supposed to make you laugh, so it's clear that somewhere along the way, your train flew off the track. 5, cars that need to be plugged in. Greg, they're here. Deal with it. No one is forcing you to buy one. 6, gospel presentations that add anything to faith alone in Christ alone. Greg, that was so typically Christian of you. You hate those who don't get in line with your interpretation of Christianity. Maybe my earlier suggestion about the Westboro Baptist Church wasn't so far off the mark after all. They too allow zero deviation from their dogma and have only hate for those whom they cannot manipulate. Number 7, the word yummy. And Greg adds, I know, I'm weird. Greg, for right now, you are not weird. As a ghost worshiper, you represent the majority of Americans. The majority gets to define what is considered normal. In our current world, insanity is defined as normal simply because most people are infected. Someday in the far distant future, it may be true that humanity will look back upon its barbaric days of ghost worship and constant warfare and wonder how they ever survived. But that's assuming we survive. Number 8, bad Christian bumper stickers on the cars of bad Christian drivers. Greg, I'm with you on that one. Bumper stickers displaying an ancient execution device with a bloody rabbi nailed to it doesn't start my day off right either. Number 9, the lack of evangelistic urgency in the church. Greg, as Christianity continues to plummet worldwide and Islam continues to skyrocket, I think you'll find that the urgency you speak of will soon turn to panic. And number 10, Satan and decaf. Another tie. Greg, just curious about something. I can make a list a mile long of God's horrible, inhuman deeds. Can you give me a list with biblical references of Satan's? Tell you what, Greg, we can trade emails with each email listing one horrible act, supported by chapter and verse, until one of us runs out. Feel free to begin whenever you're ready, Greg. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, a newly discovered three-star system to challenge Einstein's theory of general relativity. A newly discovered system of two white dwarfs and a super-dense pulsar, all packed within a space smaller than the Earth's orbit around the Sun, is enabling astronomers to probe a range of cosmic mysteries, including the very nature of gravity itself. The pulsar, 4,200 light-years from Earth, spinning nearly 366 times per second, was found to be in close orbit with a white dwarf star, and the pair is in orbit with another, more distant white dwarf. In Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, the strong equivalence principle states that the effect of gravity on a body does not depend on the nature or internal structure of that body. When a massive star explodes as a supernova and its remains collapse into a super-dense neutron star, some of its mass is converted into gravitational binding energy that holds the dense star together. The strong equivalence principle says that this binding energy will still react gravitationally as if it were mass. Virtually all alternatives to general relativity hold that it will not. Under the strong equivalence principle, the gravitational effect of the outer white dwarf would be identical for both the inner white dwarf and the neutron star. If the strong equivalence principle is invalid under the conditions in this system, the outer star's gravitational effect on the inner white dwarf and the neutron star would be slightly different, and the high-precision pulsar timing observations could easily show that. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, an anonymous quote. God does exist. Look in the mirror and you'll see him. That's why his opinions are yours. That's why only the parts of the Bible you like are true. And this is why he knows you so well. He is you and only exists in your mind.
Are you ready, Greece? Start walking.